title, Writing Transitions That Feel Musical Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This is an advanced composition lesson for drum and bass in Ableton Live, and we're focusing on one thing, transitions that feel musical, because real talk, the classic white noise riser plus a crash can work, but it often sounds pasted on. What we're after is the kind of transition that feels written into the song, like the drop didn't just happen, it was inevitable. So here's the mindset for today. Think cadence, not effect. In other words, you're not decorating the last 16 bars. You're writing a setup that makes the next downbeat feel like a resolution. And that resolution can happen through harmony, rhythm, spectral density, stereo width, or dynamics. Your job is to pick two, maybe three of those and commit. If you automate everything, nothing reads as the story. By the end, you'll have a repeatable transition system, a 16-bar pre-drop that builds momentum musically, a signature 2-bar fill that speaks your track's rhythm language, a clean impact moment that lands like a bar line, and a reusable Ableton rack, so you're not drawing 30 lanes of automation every track. Step 0. Set the grid like a D&B arranger. Phrasing first. Before touching a riser, lock your structure. Drum and bass is phrase music. If the phrases aren't clear, the transition will feel random no matter how sick your sound design is. Set your tempo. Rollers and liquid usually live around 172 to 176. Heavy neuro, hingo 172 to 178. Jungle sometimes sits a bit lower, 165 to 175, and you might have swing edits. Now go to arrangement view and drop locators for something like drop A for 32 bars, breakdown for 16, build for 16, drop B for 32. Don't overthink the labels, just make the bar math visible. Turn on fixed grid for quick edits. Switch to adaptive grid when you need detail. Color code your groups. Drums, bass, music, and effects. You're not doing this to be tidy. You're doing it so your brain can make arrangement decisions fast. Now, before we build anything, I want you to choose your energy vectors. This is a huge pro move. Decide what rises and what falls over the last 16 bars. Some common vectors. Register. Notes moving upward or downward. Density. More events per bar. Brightness. More high-frequency content. Dry versus wet. More space, then snap dry. Stability. Timing gets looser or tighter. A very musical build often pushes two or three vectors up, while pulling one vector down. A classic one is, increase brightness and density, but reduce low end or reduce width right before the drop. Contrast is the trick. Step 1. Write a transition melody. Yes, even in heavy D&B, the best transitions usually contain a motif that shadows the drop hook. It's like you're teaching the listener the identity of the drop before it arrives. Pick the drop's main hook element. It could be the rhythm of the bass riff, a synth stab pattern, a vocal chop rhythm, whatever is the logo of the drop. Now make a pre-drop version. Option 1. Keep the rhythm but use fewer notes. Option 2. Keep the notes but simplify the rhythm. In Ableton, the fastest workflow is, duplicate your drop MIDI clip into the build section, then simplify. If you want to keep it in key while you experiment, throw a scale MIDI effect on it. If you want tension, use pitch to transpose it an octave down or up. Sometimes down feels darker and more menacing, up feels more urgent. Sound-wise, build a thin layer. Use an instrument rack with operator doing a sign or triangle for body, and wavetable doing a filtered saw for edge. Keep it quiet, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB before build processing. The point is suggestion, not delivery. Now automate auto-filter on that motif. LP24 is great here. Start the cutoff low, like 200 to 400 Hz, and open it over the 16 bars to somewhere between 3 and 8 kHz. Add a touch of resonance, maybe 10 to 25%, so it speaks. Optional but effective. Put saturator after the filter, soft clip on, and automate drive from maybe 2 to 6 dB over the build. That makes the motif feel like it's stepping forward into the spotlight. Teacher note, if you can mute all your risers and the transition still feels like it's going somewhere, that's how you know your motif and phrasing are doing the work. Step 2. Build tension with rhythm, not just risers. Drum and bass listeners feel transitions in their body. If the drum language doesn't evolve, the track doesn't lean forward. So we're going to create a 16-bar drum build arc in two stages. Bars 1 through 8. Keep the core groove stable. Don't start flipping the table yet. Add subtle ghost notes, maybe extra shuffled hats, little things that increase motion, without sounding like a fill already started. On your drum group, add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%, boom maybe 0 to 20, and crunch low, like 0 to 10. The idea is gentle forward push, not a destroyed break unless that's your aesthetic. Bars 9 through 16. Energy lift, add a percussion layer that implies acceleration. A 1/16 shaker, a metallic hat, a ride pattern. Something that says we're heading somewhere. Then use auto pan as a rhythmic tool, but only on high frequency elements. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Amount around 20 to 40%. If you set phase to 0 degrees, you get a more mono-ish pulsing. If you set it to 180, you get wide motion. Just keep low-end mono. Do not wobble your sub around in stereo in a build and then wonder why the drop feels smaller. Now for the signature move. The 2-bar call and response fill. 2 bars before the drop. Start a snare pickup. Keep it simple. 1/8 hits that ramp in intensity, either with velocity or with subtle saturation and filtering. The point is, hey, something is about to happen. In the last bar, take your main break and stutter it. If it's auto, right-click and slice to new MIDI track. Then program 1/16 notes for the last beat, just that final beat, so it feels like you're tightening the spring. And then, the most musical part, end with a clean gap. An eighth note to a quarter beat of silence right before the downbeat. That silence is not emptiness. It's a breath. It's the moment the listener's brain completes the sentence. Advanced timing trick if you want extra urgency. In that last bar, nudge one fill element 5 to 15 milliseconds late. Just one. A perk flam. A tiny sere grace note. Then keep the drop grid tight. That contrast creates snap. Step 3. Use bass as a transition instrument. Filter ramps are fine, but bass can conduct the transition. Bass can imply harmony, increase rhythmic density, and promise weight. First technique, the pre-drop sub promise. Add a held sub note in the build using operator with a sign. It should hint at the drop's weight without fully giving it away. Automate the level from about minus 18 dB up to around minus 10 by the end of the build. Keep it tasteful. At EQ 8, high pass at 25 to 30 Hz to keep the super low garbage out, and if it muddies, a tiny cut around 120 to 200 Hz. Then sidechain it from your kick or drum group. Compressor, sidechain on, ratio 3:1:5:1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release maybe 60 to 120 milliseconds depending on groove. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. You want it to breathe, not vanish. Second technique, rhythmic density ramp. Duplicate your drop bass MIDI into the build. Reduce it to one note but keep the rhythm. That way, you're teasing the rhythmic identity without giving the full melodic content. Then, every 4 bars, reintroduce more of the original notes. It's like bringing the colors back into a drawing. Add redux very subtly for anticipation. Downsample 1.2 to 2.5, pitch reduction 0 or 1. Automate the amount slightly up toward the drop, and then hard mute it at impact. That suddenly clean moment reads as power. Step 4. Effects that follow the harmony. This is the missing piece. Most risers are generic because they're not in key, and they're not telling the same story as the track. Let's make a pitched riser in key using stock tools. Create a MIDI track and load operator. Set oscillator at a sine or saw. Put one long MIDI note for the entire 16 bars on the root note of your key. Now automate pitch up an octave. You can do this with pitch bend or clip pitch automation, aiming for plus 12 semitones by the end. Add hybrid reverb or regular reverb. Big size, predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds, wet 20 to 40. Then put auto filter after the reverb as a high pass, 12 dB slope, and sweep from maybe 150 Hz up to 800 Hz over time. That keeps the low end clean so the riser doesn't fight the sub. Layer a noise riser too, but make it controlled. Operator's noise oscillator works or a noise sample. Keep it wide, but again, only in the highs. Utility width around 140 to 180% can be cool on a high-passed noise layer. Advanced sound design option. Key track noise that actually sings. Take your noise source and put resonators after it. Set resonators to note mode and feed it MIDI, or fix the frequencies to chord tones. Then automate the dry/wet up toward the drop. Now your noise isn't just hiss, it's harmonically relevant. Now the downlifter. Think of it like a cadence into the next phrase. A great trick is reversing a crash or a reverb tail. Print or resample a reverb tail, reverse it, fade it in so it lands exactly on the drop impact. Even more musical, make a downlifter with a pitch fall that matches the chord, not just a random fall. For example, start on the fifth, step down to the fourth, then land on the root over one bar. That little stepwise motion reads as resolution. Step 5. The impact moment. Make it feel like a bar line. The drop should land like a reset. New bar. New world. Clean transient. Clear low end. Build an impact stack. kick and snare, an impact sample like a low thump, and a short noise burst for air. Group those, and on the impact group use this stock chain. AQ8, high pass at 25 to 30 Hz, and if it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400. Saturator, soft clip on, drive 2 to 6 dB. Blue compressor, attack 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2:1, just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Limiter, ceiling minus 0.3, and only a couple dB of limiting. If you're smashing it, you're probably compensating for a weak transient or too much tail elsewhere. Now a pro psychoacoustic move. In the last beat before the drop, automate a utility on your master or on the drum and bass bus to narrow width slightly, maybe 100% down to 80. Then snap back to full width at the drop. The drop feels wider without you adding anything. You can also do a tiny high shelf tip on the master in the final half beat, then remove it at impact. It's like the lights turn on at the drop. Step 6. Pre-drop subtraction. Arrangement magic. Often the most musical transition is subtraction, not addition. In the last bar, remove one core element, often it's hats or mid-bass. Keep only a focused cue, maybe the snare build, the filtered motif, and a controlled riser. And then, that micro gap again. An eighth to a quarter beat of silence right before the downbeat. Also, don't let reverb tails boat on the downbeat. If your impact doesn't feel clean, the fix is often not more limiting. It's shortening or ducking the tail. You can gate it, sidechain the reverb return, or just automate the return level down in the last half bar. The drop transient should be the loudest event, not the room. Step 7. Make transitions repeatable with a template rack, because the point of advanced technique is control and speed, not a messy project. Create an audio effect rack called Transition Bus for your build effects group. Make 3 chains. Chain A is riser control, auto filter, saturator, utility. Chain B is space, hybrid reverb and echo. Chain C is movement, auto pan and a very subtle phaser flanger. Map macros so you can perform the transition. A macro called tension that opens the filter, adds drive and increases reverb. A macro for width. A macro for air, maybe at a high shelf EQ. A macro for stutter, which could be clip volume automation, or an auto pan trick to create rhythmic gating. This audio version is shortened for playback.